Lisa Jacob joins me now from her closet in her home in Charlottesville. Lisa, it's so good to talk to you today.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Well, I know a lot of people right now during this crazy time are really feeling anxious, and those who have anxiety issues are really feeling it. So I wanted to bring you on and talk about it. And I guess I just want to first ask you, how are you?
I'm okay. I think that is the blanket answer that I've gotten used to saying. I think that's what so many of us are saying, like, we're okay. It's really hard to define how we're doing in any given moment, because I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it changes hourly. Sometimes I'm feeling optimistic and hopeful, and I'm being in the present moment, and I'm taking care of myself, and I'm taking care of my family, and I'm doing the things I know that I should be doing. And then an hour later, I'm crying on the couch under a quilt because it's all I can handle. And so I think so much of surviving this emotional roller coaster that many of us are on is just kind of being okay with that and understanding that these emotions are going to come and go. And that's very, very normal for this very, very abnormal situation we are finding ourselves in.
You're right, though. I feel that same thing where I everything is okay. And then maybe I'll go on Facebook and start scrolling. And then it's like, oh, my Lord, my heart starts racing and I gotta leave it.
And I think that is such a huge piece of this. I've had so many people asking for advice or tips or just anything to help them get through this time. And one thing that I always say is be really mindful about what you are consuming.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And you're a strong proponent for meditation and yoga, and that's really helped you in your life a lot. What do you say to someone who might want to try yoga or meditating?
So through all of this, one thing that has come out of it is that there is a ton of free online content for all kinds of mindfulness practices. So there are so many resources available now. And if you have a favorite yoga teacher, if you already have a practice, chances are they are doing that online now. So it's a really amazing way that the content is becoming so much more accessible.
Another thing that you've done recently that you talk about, and maybe some people don't want to hear this, but you stopped drinking for 6 months or something. Is that right?
Yeah. Really challenging time to be sober, I gotta tell you. But yes, I have been not drinking alcohol for now 6 months. And it was an interesting choice to make, really. I never had a problem with alcohol. I never drank much. But what I found is just that every time I would drink, even if that was once or twice a week, maybe even just one or two glasses of wine, that it made my anxiety worse. And it was just a tactic I was using to numb out and not deal with whatever was in front of me. And I really didn't like that.
You've talked about sugar before and how it also kind of screws up anxiety.
Yeah, there are all kinds of ways that you can numb out. People numb out with shopping. They numb out with sex. They can numb out with pretty much anything. And so just realizing what is your go-to coping mechanism that maybe might not be serving you that well. And I'm not saying that nobody should ever eat sugar and nobody should ever have a drink.
Right.
But it's really fascinating to look at what are the things that you do when you feel like you can't handle what's happening. And is there the potential that you're actually stronger than you think you are and you can handle it by sitting in that moment and dealing with the discomfort?
I want to talk a little bit about panic attacks, because this is something you've dealt with in your life and you write about it in your latest book. Can these occur more often when we're in crazy times like this?
Absolutely. We are in a time of heightened panic. What's really interesting is that we are now in this space where we're in a prolonged sense of sympathetic nervous system response. So we are constantly being triggered into this fight, flight, or freeze. And for most of us, flight is not an option. We are stuck in our homes, and there's nowhere in the world that we can go where this wouldn't be an issue. So flight is out. So we are left with fight or freeze. And you see this being enacted in households all over the world right now, where relationships are being tested because people are fighting with each other because they're in close quarters, they've only got each other to talk to, and they have this panicked energy that they're trying to dissipate by fighting with each other. Or you've got what I do when I am on the couch underneath a quilt, which is freeze, where your body just feels like you are shutting down, you're exhausted, and you're essentially playing dead because you can't figure out what to do with the emotions that you're feeling, with the overwhelming amount of cortisol and adrenaline that you have going through your body because we are in a global state of panic.
Let's talk. Can we talk about your dog?
I would love to talk about my dog.
Animal therapy is kind of a real thing. You know, they bring dogs and cats into nursing homes to lower people's blood pressure. I mean, I think having a pet or an animal companion can really help.
One of my favorite initiatives that I have seen recently is the animal shelters doing fosters for people who are stuck at home. And I just think this is so wonderful because having an animal to care for, to give you that just unbridled affection is such a beautiful thing. And they have done all of these studies about spending time with an animal, just petting an animal. It brings your blood pressure down. It really does make you feel better. So my dog has been an immense comfort for me all the way through this because there's a certain amount of joy in her obliviousness.
Sometimes I'll look at my dogs and go, you are so lucky. You don't know what's going on in the world. You don't have to pay bills. You don't know about the coronavirus. But then I stop and go, you also don't know about music and movies and culture and art. So maybe being a human's okay.
Being a human is okay. It feels very difficult to be a human right now, but otherwise, it really is a beautiful thing.
Do you feel kind of like this sense of responsibility? You know, you've come out to talk about this issue that you have, and you've written books about it, and you do seminars, and is it weird that people now come to you for advice? Is that kind of like a weight a little bit on your shoulders or not?
It's funny because I have always been really honest about the fact that I am not an expert. I am not a mental health professional. I am not a doctor. I am just somebody who has anxiety and who wants to share what was helpful. And so I think I really try to keep that in mind because I have, especially recently, I have had that thought where people are coming to me and asking for advice. And I'm like, dude, I am a disaster right now. Like, my anxiety is through the roof. I cry every day. What right do I have to give anyone advice? And I think what I keep coming back to is I am not an expert, but I have been able to learn from amazing people, and I have had the opportunity to gather tools that I find helpful. And so all I'm doing is sharing those.
I think that's true. And I think a lot of people come to you and listen to your podcast, read your books, because you're going through what other people are going through. And a lot of times when you hear an expert talk, you're like, do they even know what they're talking about? They've never had to deal with this before. But hearing it from someone who's going through it makes the other person kind of feel good because they're not alone in all of this.
And time again, I hear exactly that, which is that we just want to know that we are not alone. Because on top of the fear and the panic and the worry and the stress is this feeling of, and there is fundamentally something wrong with me because I should be able to handle this. And I think when we get the comfort of community and relationship, and we understand that we're not alone with this, it takes a layer of pain away because we realize, oh, it's okay that I'm this way. I don't have to fight with this. I can work with it instead. And that feels a lot better and is honestly a lot more effective when we can come from that perspective rather than thinking, I need to be ashamed of myself and I should be better than this. That's not how it works.
Well, Lisa Jacob, it is always a joy to talk to you. And just, I mean, talking to you today just has made me feel better. You know, it's kind of lonely here at the station. There's like nobody here except me and Luke. And usually it's, you know, there are people here walking around. So I really appreciate your time today and you coming out and talking about all this. You're a voice of reason and calm during these crazy times. So thank you so much, Lisa.
Oh my gosh, it's made me feel better too from here in my closet. So thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
We have a link to Lisa's website at WMRA.org where you can find information about her books, seminars, guided meditations, and her podcast. Lisa, thanks.
Thank you.